Cycle Update. Solana experiencing issues on Trust Wallet. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister, I'm your host. Reporting on something I noticed myself, so I can verify for myself that what I say is the truth, but others are reporting the same, and I figured I would spread the word. So for our out-of-cycle update, the Trust Wallet, if you use Trust Wallet, and I know some people would tell you to stop using Trust Wallet, but the fact is, most people outside the bubble are going to use Trust Wallet because Trust Wallet, of the ones out there, Coinbase Wallet is a little bit crap. I haven't looked at it recently, but I know when I did look at it, it was crap. And then we're not doing MetaMask because they openly admitted they violate your privacy, and I would never advocate that you do so. So Trust Wallet is kind of that middle ground. You know, it's easy to get into. It's reasonably intuitive. It supports a lot of networks. It does not support Pulse Chain directly. So that's the thing. And it supports Solana, but kind of half-assed. And that's the genesis of why I decided to do an episode, because I was noticing weird things in my wallet. The amount of Solana would disappear. It suddenly said I had a crazy amount of Miro to where I was a millionaire, which is not true. And then it just started going nuts. And so I figured something was wrong. This happens often with Phantom. I noticed the same thing. Never have gotten to the root cause, because it seems like it's only Trust Wallet where this happens. I know some people would say, yeah, use Phantom. Phantom is a terrible wallet. I only use it if I'm burning Solana-based tokens. So anyway, I noticed this going on in the wallet, and I figured something weird, something sketchy is happening. And the symptom is that your price, you know, the amount of value seems to just disappear, go to zero. You look at your Solana and it goes to zero. It literally just did it as I'm recording just now. So I can directly talk to it, and then it'll pop back up, right back up there. Okay, that's kind of weird. I go on to social media, which I don't like doing, but I go on to social media and I notice a bunch of comments, and I figured I'd share a couple of them. But mind you, some of these are scammers. So the bottom line is the same, and the pattern is the same with what's going on. This started with like 2023. So there's nodes that all the blockchains use. They have their own nodes and everything else. And so what happens is when Trust Wallet's trying to query for data, so they're querying all the data, all the transactions, all the history, sometimes they'll have major issues getting the data correct. And so they can't interrogate the history of transactions. So what they're doing is kind of a roll-up. When they query it, they're expected to end up with the correct result that you expect, which is your current value. But if they're not able to get the roll-up history, it doesn't appear correct. This affects, like I said, Phantom almost all the time. They had issues with Litecoin and Solana last year. Well, just most recently, again, yesterday and now today, I was seeing this bizarre nonsense. User Russell S. agreed, said, quote, "Are there issues with Solana and Trust Wallet again? It doesn't seem to work. The balance keys disappearing and transactions on Solana not going through keep showing as pending. I never had the issue with the transactions not going through, but I do have the issue with the balances looking all crap. And so I'm sharing it because you may run into the same situation. And in case you do, that's what's largely happened with this business." Now, that's one part. The other part with the Solana, of course, Solana went on major runs, very most recently with Bonk and all these other garbage tokens that spun up. And so it's relevant in the sense that Solana started to have major issues. It's not the same issues that they had like in 2022. These are different issues. These are actually attacks. So there's a couple of them I was going to focus on. One of them is called an active drain attack, and it's affecting when you connect to certain dApps. So if you connect to some sort of application, I'll even include Radium in that one, Radium, Jupiter, one of these applications. Allegedly, I didn't see this myself, but allegedly what's happening is that certain of these dApps are compromised and they can drain your wallet. It doesn't say, it says just disconnect from any dApp, okay, and keep it off and don't. So if you do a trade, let's say you do Jupiter, do a trade, disconnect it, like literally go into your wallet, turn it off. This is a good practice anyway. So this is not exclusive to Solana. Anytime you connect to a dApp, first make sure it's not a sketchy nonsense. But once you're done, disconnect from it. Don't leave it connected because that's increasing risk. The second point is that trace was done and they identified Telescam bots. Allegedly, I didn't see this, but allegedly the Telescam bots might have been either compromised or might have compromised itself to where they are doing some of the exploits that we're seeing. So in order for this to work, and I don't use Telescam, so I can't, I'm talking out of the side of my head, basically. But in order for that to work, you would have to have some sort of wallet connection that's applied to where there's a private key connect that's given over to these bots. In order for this to work, I don't know why somebody would do that, but that's the only way they could do it, is if it was able to get private keys from the wallet. That's the only way they'd be able to do a transaction on your behalf, or if you connected to the, you know, the bot in question in some way and gave it authority to do something, that would be an issue. I hope you're not doing that. I can't say that it's something urgent, deadly, dangerous. Just be careful no matter what you do. The other one is called Solarium. Solarium is a trading, again, telescam bot. This one, they actually acknowledged that it got breached. So the bot got breached. They acknowledged it. They're going to shut it down. $523,000 worth of Solana drained from people's wallets. So my summary message to you guys is please be careful right now. It's kind of sketchy business in Solana land, and hopefully it passes and we get back to whatever you might want to call normal in the crypto space.